this in granting the Stevenson as a special use permit. The Taney County Board of Adjustment did not, making their decision arbitrary, capricious, unreasonable, and not based on competent or substantial evidence. The primary basis for the appeal on behalf of Mr. Osborne is quite simply that this is the exact same situation. We have a villa that's right, literally right next door to 122 Fieldstone. There are two buildings. And we've got 2017 to 2019 in Mr. Stevenson's case. And in this case, we've got 2018 to 2019. I don't see that there's any reason to believe that in Mr. Osborne's case that anything else has changed with respect to the surrounding residential uses of 114 Fieldstone that had with 122 Fieldstone. I don't see that. Perhaps the folks behind me might be able to present something to that effect. But I don't think that they will. I do also want to point out that there's an additional element, if you will, at least to some degree, with 114 Fieldstone, and that's the note that the Planning Commission placed in the decision denying Mr. Osborne his permit. And that note that they placed in that decision was to add on the words about this added density, or added saturation is the word they use. The two biggest issues with that, board members, is that saturation is not a standard in the Taney County Guidance Code. There is also really nothing in any of the case law in this county or any of the surrounding counties that talk about saturation, particularly when it comes to nightly rental use permits within a residential community. Density is a concept in the Development Guidance Code, which of course you guys all know. You see it all the time. Density is primarily with respect to a couple things. Again, as you guys probably know, RV parks, mobile home trailer parks, vegetation, buffers, natural vegetation versus commercial development that's going to remove vegetation and natural resources from the land. That's where you generally see density issues. The only time that you ever see density come up in terms of residential areas in the guidance code is when you're talking about high residential area use versus a normal standard residential use, which is just referred to as residential area. This is not a high residential area. It is not now. It will not be if you grant Mr. Osborne his permit. And I would submit to the board members that whether or not the board agrees to approve the permit, approve his appeal tonight, or deny it, that's not going to change. Density has nothing to do with why we're here. Nothing to do. It has no place in the decision. It shouldn't be in the decision, and I feel confident that that's not in compliance with the guidance code. The standard is, as the board knows, is compatibility. What we've been talking about all along. And going back to the decision that was just recently handed down within the last month, nothing's changed with respect to the compatibility here. There's nothing about Mr. Osborne's proposed use that is not compatible with the surrounding residential uses in the community, which, incidentally, is what the use within a nightly rental permit is residential. Now, I want to let Mr. Lucci speak and say a couple things with respect. Yes, when he comes up. I want you to, will you talk about photos? Okay, come on.
Speak now, or I can speak after neighbors. I plan to speak as if it pleases the board, where I could address any property management concerns that neighbors or opposition members have. So,
if the board members will oblige with that, I think that would probably maybe make more sense to have him act in sort of more of a responsive role, where he could respond to some of the concerns they may
raise.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So for those, is there anyone in the audience that is that signed up to speak that's for this other than Mr. Lucci? Wants to speak on behalf for? You want to go ahead and come on up?
My name is Scott George. I'm on a villa at Fieldstone Villas since 2007. I am a nightly rental owner. You know, a lot of the documentation that we'll be discussing tonight has already been presented to the Planning and Zoning Board, to this board, numerous times. We've been battling this for probably over 3 years. Most of you guys are very familiar with it. When we initially purchased into Fieldstone Villas, the developer, obviously were selling these villas any way they could sell them, and they actually had a LLC that leased out these villas on nightly rentals a lot of people that bought in contracted with them to do that. We did not. We chose not to contract with them. It was advertised on billboards. It was, you know, that these were nightly rentals. A lot of us that bought into this and went into that, some of these villas have sold since then. The nightly rental owners have sold. They've gotten out. Permanent residents at this time have bought in. We're battling the same thing. You know, when we hear things like compatibility, there's literally not one thing different from this villa, from another villa out there that holds permits at this time. And obviously we're in full support of Mr. Osborne getting this permit. You know, there's a lot of controversy over this particular development. However, even on a letterhead, and I know a lot of times planning and zoning, and you guys, maybe some of you guys have dismissed the letter that Bob, is it actually, am I pronouncing it properly? In 2014, it was, I think Tim Mahoney, I believe, requested a letter asking him to verify whether or not that this particular development was intended for nightly rentals. He responded with a letter from Taney County. You guys have probably seen it. And so that point, these villas continue to be sold under that because that's the information. Now, whether the developer messed up in the forefront, but the people like myself that came in and purchased this under a particular pretense, we purchased it for a reason. I don't blame the permanent residents for not wanting nightly rentals in the subdivision if that was what they were sold. I don't blame them at all. However, as far as compatibility, every villa that has a permit there is in the exact same position as the other. And there have been a lot of, so with planning and zoning, why they deny one or two here and there, I have no idea. I guess it just depends on the people that are there that night and how the vote goes. But it's, my view is, I don't see where this gentleman's permit should have been denied over something like compatibility because it just doesn't exist. Everything's the same out there. And you may not agree with the nightly rentals there, but I just think that from an excuse standpoint, and obviously the judge felt the same way in the case of Mr. Stevenson, which that was the first I've heard the actual details of that. So I'm in full support of Mr. Osborne getting this permit, and I don't think it's going to cause any other issue out there than what's already going on out there. And when you go through out there, I've heard so many complaints, and I purposely went there many, many times to try to understand where our neighbors are coming from. And I can tell you that with up until just several months ago, talking with the local sheriff department, I don't know of one complaint out there that they've come out and read, that they have had to write a police report on. With some of the things that have been, I'm not saying some of these things don't exist. Somebody may have music up loud or whatever. I know we've never had issues with that at our villa, but I can't speak for that for everybody else's villa. But I can tell you this, that I truly believe that a lot of these complaints out there are not, I don't mean to say that they're not happening. I just think that they're being utilized. With all the video cameras we have in everybody's hand, nobody can seem to present a video or a picture of somebody having a drunken party getting out of line in the Fieldstone Villas. And if it is going on, call the police department. That's what they are there for. And, of course, we would obviously throw those people out that night. But I've not seen the proof of that. So I fully support that Mr. Osborne gets his nightly rental permit. And I will continue to do what I always do and screen my people the right way and try to be in compliance, and I want to be a good neighbor. But I just believe that we both entered into these agreements on these villas under different circumstances, and I don't even say it's either one of our fault. This is where we are, though. So that's all I have to say. Any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay. As far as speakers opposed, do you have a – who's going to go first?
Good evening. Excuse me. My name is Gordon Glass, and I'm the president of the new Fieldstone HOA, Homeowners Association. And let me give you a little bit of historical information as I understand. Back in 2005, 2006, when Branson Creek Development was getting started, they were building the villas. Yes, they were marketing those as nightly rentals, and they had an entity called Branson Creek Realty that would do the leasing for them. So you buy this unit, we will do the nightly leasing for you, and you can have nightly rental. That entity ceased to exist as a corporation in 2015, I believe it was. And so any of the agreements people had with that at that point in time are no longer valid, as far as I'm concerned. Now, we, the residents of there, are not trying to get rid of existing nightly rentals. We know they have a legitimate right. They have purchased those under whatever circumstances. What we are trying to do is to not have additional ones coming into the neighborhood. And a little more recent history, April 1st, Johnny Moore's organization through the Ozark Golf and Hunt Club purchased several thousand acres of Branson Creek from Highway 65 almost all the way up to the airport. Included in that was five different subdivisions, and the Fieldstone being one of those five. In July, then, the Ozark Golf and Hunt Club turned two of those five over to the residents of those two communities for full financial control and full governance of those. And in July, we held our first board meeting, and we elected seven board members, and I was then elected as president of that HOA. So we've been in existence, really, for 2 months. Fieldstone, at that point in time, 2005, yes, it probably was being marketed as a golfing resort community. It has evolved. It is now primarily a retirement community. There are 113 units in our subdivision, and only four of those have children of school age. So, you know, the average age of the residents in there is into the 70s. And we are not set up to be a resort community. We don't have the amenities. We have a small swimming pool, and according to our covenants and restrictions, guidelines, the use of that pool is for the residents and their accompanied guests. And the new Fieldstone HOA board is going to enforce those. So that means anybody, the residents, their families, and if they accompany the guest in person, can use that. But that's not going to be available for nightly renters who are coming in there, because they come in mass, take over that pool. Number of them have been very inappropriate in there. There's public drunkenness and just things you would not want your children or family members exposed to. And so, the previous HOA really did not enforce the CCNRs. And the CCNRs we have in place have been in writing since 2006. So this isn't something new that the new HOA has done. This are the ones we enforced. We inherited, and so again, we're trying to enforce those. Section 2.8 of the CCNR states living units shall be mean occupancy as a resident by a single person, a family, or family-sized group. This summer, there's two nightly rentals homes on my street. The one, there was like eight gentlemen there on Saturday night. They are up till 3 o'clock, music blaring loud, they're drunk, they're playing cornball out in the driveway and that until 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not a normal size family unit living in a retirement community. Then on Labor Day weekend, the one up the street from me, there were 12 men, they had 8 pickup trucks and a car, and again, that's not a normal family unit. I talked to the property manager at least twice that weekend of the problems we were having with parking and some other issues. I communicated with the owner. They did nothing really to control the situation. On Saturday, I think it was Saturday, either Saturday night or Sunday night, essentially there was a drunken party at 2:30 in the morning with music blaring that people on the opposite side of the subdivision are the ones who then call the sheriff to complain, and the sheriff's department came out, and I have heard, not firsthand, but I've heard that the owner of that has some video cameras in there, and essentially he has apologized to us and said, I didn't realize what was going on in the unit that weekend. And so, you know, his eyes were open. Also that weekend,